to show that the sigma 1 is the lower bound of the H infinite norm, we start with the definition of infinite norm, that is, the infinite norm of G is the ratio, a maximum possible ratio of the output 2 norm and over the input 2 norm, taking over L infinity functions. Then we get a lower bound by restricting the maximization to a smaller set, that is, L2 minus infinity 0, so for all the negative time. Then we also reduce the numerator size to only integrating from 0 to infinity. So we end up with the numerator integration from 0 to infinity and the denominator integration from minus infinity to 0. They are exactly the quantity we already computed in the previous page. They are given in terms of the Gramian matrices, that is x0 star sigma x0 over x star sigma inverse x0. The ratio is maximized by taking x0 to be a vector unit, a first unit vector, that is 1 0 0 0, so that it will take sigma 1 out. So sigma 1 is indeed a low bound of H infinite norm. Now, to show that the infinite norm is actually a low bound of the L1 norm, that's fairly straightforward by the definition of Laplace transform. The GS is the integration of the impulse function weighted by e to the minus st for s to be in the real in the right half plane. Then we can take sup over s. Okay, so the maximum is of course is taking the sup over s in the right half plane. Then we can move the norm inside of this integral. And then also we noted that the exponential e to the minus st is always going to be less than or equal to 1 in terms of norm. So we got the inequality as we wanted.